Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship today. Nice to have you here. Happy Father's Day, those of you who are fathers. And if you had a father, make sure and call them and wish them a happy Father's Day if you're able. We had a great week this week. We had Vacation Bible School. 46 kids, 10 high school helpers, and about 100 grandmas. And each one of those kids was loved. And I've put on so many Vacation Bible Schools and heard of so many churches doing Vacation Bible School. And this church does the best Vacation Bible School of anybody I've ever seen, any group I've ever seen. So you keep that up, okay, because you're sharing the love of God. You're scattering seeds for Him. And those kids take something home all the time. So thanks especially to Joanne Steuben for organizing that. She really did a nice job. Couple of announcements. Always on the last weekend of the month, we receive new members. So if there's anybody interested in joining, let me know, and we will take a few minutes during the service to introduce you to our people. I see that we have the Kriegers here from, what's that church you go to? Shepherd of the Valley? No? Shepherd of the Lake. Here we have, we're going to change the name of our church. You know, Bethesda is just a little mud hole down in outside of Jerusalem. We're going to change it to Ant Hill Lutheran Church, because this is just one big ant hill we're living on. Lee was on the call committee when I was called here, and she had one question, one issue she wanted to push. She asked me, "Pastor, can we sing Christmas songs during Advent?" I said, "We can sing Christmas songs every Sunday of the year if you want." And so you're always going to be a part of my life, and thank you for inviting me to be your pastor up here. So, nice to have you here. I think the rest of the announcements you can be responsible for. Let's keep that church down in Charleston, South Carolina, in our prayers. It's got to be a terrible thing to have leaders in the church be gunned down. We live in a broken world. We live in a sinful world some days. And for those people to forgive this shooter who was evidently very, very sick, let's keep those folks in our prayers today. Let's begin with prayer. Oh Lord, we gather on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning, and we're reminded it was on a day like this that your Son stood teaching on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. And He taught about love and forgiveness. And He taught about denying yourself and taking up the cross and following Him. And so we gather on this Sunday morning. We remember our fathers and their sacrifice for us, that we might have a roof over our head and food on our table. Some of them did well, some of them had problems. But we thank You for the love that has come down through the ages and through our grandfathers and fathers. And so today, as we gather as brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow sojourners here on earth, as we gather around Your holy table, we pray Your Spirit might stir us, that we might follow You and trust You. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening hymn today is Beautiful Savior, 838. We'll rise during the singing of the last verse.
Thank you.
Please turn to the order of confession and forgiveness in your bulletins. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, the creator of wind and rain, field and ocean, the bread of life coming down from above, the power at work within us and this world. Amen. Before God and in the company of our sisters and brothers, let us confess our sin. Let's take a moment for silent confession. Let us confess together. God and Father of all, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have thought better of ourselves than others. We have told lies, said hurtful things, acted in ways we wish we could take back, and looked the other way when action was needed. In your mercy, O God, forgive us, cleanse us, and heal us for the sake of Jesus our Savior. Amen. If anyone is in Christ, there's a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. In Christ, you are a new creation. Your sins are taken away, and you are made new. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Amen. Let's join in the prayer of the day. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength pilot us, by your power preserve us, by your wisdom instruct us, and by your hand protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Wasn't that great? Thank you, Denny. Today's first reading is from Job. At the end of the book of Job, after Job and his companions had argued about the cause of the great suffering that Job endured, God finally speaks. These verses begin that speech, which is a grand version of creation, describing God's ordering of the cosmos and inviting Job to marvel at its beauty. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, "Who is this darkness counseled by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? Or what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy. Oh, who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band and prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors and said, thus far shall you come and no further, and here shall your proud waves be stopped." Today's psalm is Psalm 107. Please read where you see the dark, where you see the bold R. Repeat the refrain, you stilled the storm and silenced the wave of the seas. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, for God's mercy endures forever. Gathering them in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some went down to the sea in ships, lying in their trade in deep waters. You stilled the storm and silenced the waves of the sea.
They beheld the works of the Lord, God's wonderful works in the deep.
Then God spoke, and the stormy wind rose, which tossed high the waves of the sea.
They mounted up to the heavens and descended to the depths. Their souls melted away in their peril.
They staggered and reeled like drunkards, and all their skill was of no avail.
Then in their trouble they cried to the Lord, and you delivered them from their distress.
You stilled the storm to a whisper, and silenced the waves of the sea.
You stilled the storm and silenced the waves of the sea.
Then were they glad when it grew calm, when you guided them to the harbor they desired.
Let them give thanks to you, Lord, for your steadfast love and your wonderful works for all people.
Let them exalt you in the assembly of the people, in the council of the elders. Let them sing hallelujah. You still the storm and silence the waves of the sea. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Please fall down these stairs.
The Holy Gospel for this fourth Sunday after Pentecost is found in the fourth chapter of St. Mark. Jesus' calming of the storm on the sea reveals his power over evil, since the sea represents evil and chaos. The boat on the sea is a symbol of the church and invites us to trust God amidst life's turbulence. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the storm, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word of God, the word of life. Please be seated as we sing our sermon hymn, Rock of Ages.
Thank you.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Father's Day to you. Heard a story about two daughters, an 8-year-old and 6-year-old. They were talking about how they look like their parents. The 8-year-old says, "Well, I look more like Mom. You know, I've got the same color eyes and the same color hair." And the little 6-year-old said, I look more like Dad. I've got his lips and I'm big like he is." And then the 6-year-old said, "What do dads have to do when kids are born?" And the mother was about to answer, but the 8-year-old said, "Oh, silly, don't you know? Dad has to drive Mom to the hospital." Heard three boys discussing, you know how boys do, "My dad's bigger than yours, my dad's stronger than yours." Well, one said, "My dad's so important, he knows the mayor." The second one says, "My dad's so important, he knows the governor." And the third one says, "My dad's so important, he knows God." I hope that's your son, that they can see God in you. People were making comment about the title of this sermon. It was a dark and stormy night. Where I got that from is, you know, Charles Schulz does Peanuts cartoons, and Snoopy every once in a while gets it in his heart that he's going to write a novel. So there you see him sitting on that little doghouse, and he gets out his typewriter. Last night some kid says, "What's a typewriter?" I said, "He gets out his keyboard." And it always starts, his novel always starts, "It was a dark and stormy night." And that's kind of the way it happened with Jesus and the boys. He had been teaching all day long. And, you know, you teachers and helpers who came for vacation Bible school, we have it 2.5 hours. I mean, this was day after day, healing and teaching and teaching and healing. And I'm sure he was tired, so he says to the guys, "Let's go to the other side of the lake. Let's get out of here for a while." And they get in the boat. And I'm sure it's a boat that, you know, maybe 18 foot, 20 foot, maybe a deep boat like this. Oh, by the way, those of you who've never been to Israel, the Sea of Galilee is fresh water, and it's about the same size as Mille Lacs, wouldn't you say, Randy? Yeah. They've got a few more hills on the side, and the wind can come out and come down, so a storm can come up like nothing. If you've ever been on a storm like this, that's kind of it's about the same depth, same width, just big round bowl. And so Jesus is so tired, he sleeps on the only flotation device they have on the boat. They call it a cushion in Jesus' day. Do you have flotation devices in your boat?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Just checking. Anyway, he falls asleep, and the winds come up, and the winds start blowing, and the waves start rolling over, and the disciples saying, "Oh, man, we're in trouble." Have any of you ever been in a storm on the lake here? Yeah, you know how it can get pretty tough. Well, that's what's happening here. And I can imagine one of the disciples saying, "Man, we're in a swamp. We better wake Jesus up." I got a picture of Skip. If he was laying in the front of the boat on the only flotation device, I'd go over and give him a little kick. Boom, boom, boom. "Get up, man." You got to stop this. If you're ever in a boat and you come up in a storm, I dare you to do this. Stand up on the boat seat, raise your arms and say, "Peace, be still." And you know what? It doesn't work. But everybody thinks you're something. Anyway, they have this big storm. Jesus stands up, says, "Peace, be still." The winds stop blowing. The waves just slowly let down. I can see the sun coming just to set down. It's a beautiful evening. Sometimes in our lives, we face situations that threaten to overwhelm us. I mean, this is symbolic of the storms in Jesus' life. We have our own storms, storms of sickness or disease or even death or relationship issues or parenting issues, employment woes, money problems. These storms, no matter how faithful we are in our service to God, they come to us. We all have storms. Think of that poor church down in Charleston. How terrible of a deal that is. What storms those folks are going through. If you know your Bible, you know that everyone has storms in their lives. Whenever you face your trials, your faith is going to be tested. And maybe the question that comes from this lesson is, do you know that God is with you? Do you know that Jesus is with you? Do you know that his Spirit is in your heart? And do you know that you can trust that Spirit, that it won't leave, that it'll give you courage and strength to make it through those storms? I like this story. The waves begin lashing the boat. Disciples, some of them professional fishermen, used to be on the water, are so terrified they decided to wake Jesus up. Teacher, don't you care that we're drowning? When we're in the storm, we wonder if God cares about us. When tossed about by the storm, we often call out to God, not out of surrender, not out of knowing that he's there and that he's able to deliver us, but because we feel abandoned. We feel like we're all alone in this thing. And our call is, where are you, God? Why have you abandoned me? Am I not your child? Those moments of desperation, we call out, don't you care, God? Don't you care that my child is sick? Don't you care that my marriage is failing? Don't you care that my friends have left me and deserted me? Don't you care that I've lost my job and have no money? Don't you care that I'm feeling so alone and I want to give up? Don't you care that my husband died? I mean, we don't ask these questions when things are going well, because we believe that God is with us in the good times. God cares about us all the time. That's the point here. Even when the storms of life are beating on us, when things are going good, when things are going bad, God is with us. That's why in verse 39, Mark writes, Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. And then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. What an amazing statement. The wind died down, and it was completely calm. Jesus can calm the storms in our life when we're going through it. That's the point. That's the message in today's lesson. Jesus cares, and he can still calm the storms. So then the writer says, Jesus got up. Thank God for that. The Lord who keeps us will not let the storms overcome us. The psalmist says, he who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Jesus got up, rebuked literally the winds and the waves and made them behave. At Jesus' command, the winds and the waves became completely calm. Do you have that spirit of life in you? When the winds are pounding you down, you can just say a little prayer and say, Lord, I know you're with me. I know you'll be with me. And I know that you will make this thing pass. This too will pass. We all know what it is to be afraid. Like that little boy who was went to the zoo with his family. They got into this darker building where all the nocturnal animals were. They called it the House of Night. And this little boy kind of wandered off to look at this exhibit and that, and the parents were in the middle. And all of a sudden, the lights went off in the whole place. This little boy grabbed the hand of the woman that was standing next to him. And the woman kind of whispers, and who do you belong to? The little boy said, I belong to you till the lights go on. Jesus says, why are you so afraid? When you're going through, when you're getting dumped on, when you're being crushed by the cares of this world, do you still have no faith? I mean, he's disappointed in his disciples. They'd been with him to hear his teachings. They'd seen him work miracles. They'd experienced the miracles. And they still didn't understand. You, if you've been living your faith, you understand the peace of God that passes all understanding. And the world's going to dump on you. And you're going to get sick. And you're going to lose your spouse. Or your kids are going to get in trouble. You know all of this stuff. I invite you, and that's what Jesus is doing today, is saying, take a moment, remind yourself that God's in charge, God's in control, God loves you, his Spirit lives in you, and all of this stuff is going to be around you to try and crush you, but he is with you, and he'll take care of it. He will calm those storms. That's what this lesson's about. Those folks down in South Carolina, oh, I feel for them. They were doing the right thing. Invite this stranger, this angry young man, into the Bible study. And he still shoots them. And these people, the church of God, they still came out with a statement, "We forgive you." And then they said, "If you repent, if you change your heart and mind, you're going to be a whole lot better. You'll come through this." I mean, that's big. That's strong. That's what Jesus would want us to do. Because there's more to life than this world. We're promised, whether we live or whether we die, we're the Lord's. And He'll always be with us. So that's the point. Don't you love the sound of those little babies in church? Oh, man, I mourn the loss of our youth group. When you turn 60, Jim, that really screwed things up. Can you serve Easter breakfast next year? One last story. Have any of you been to Niagara Falls? Yeah, well, I was in Niagara Falls. American side, Canadian side, but that night we went down and watched, and you could just feel the power of those waves pounding down. The next day we went down to get on the Lady of the Mist or whatever that boat was, and they give you this little plastic thing and a little plastic hat, and you're supposed to stay dry, but it doesn't work. Everybody gets so... It's a real gimmick. Anyway, you get into this boat, and you get... The closer you get to the waves, you can just feel and experience the power of those waves. And it's so loud, you can't even talk. And then all of a sudden, you go underneath. And it's like being in the eye of a hurricane. And you look up, and you can see this rainbow. And you could stick your hand out almost and feel the power pulling it down. I mean, it just reminds me that... That there's a spiritual reality here. There's sometimes we get caught in the thunder and power of life's perplexities. Seems like we can't bear much more. We are being crushed. And then suddenly, peace breaks in on us. It's difficult to see the rainbows on the backside of a cloud, but we're encouraged just to simply press on and carry on, trusting in the rainbow maker, that He is there for us. The rainbow maker never fails. Storms pass, thunders crash around us on the horizon, but the rainbow appears. And it's almost like the Alleluia chorus sings out because God is there to give us His peace. The point is, when you're being crushed, trust God. If you're caught in the thunder, stand in the assurance that the rainbow is coming your way. In the meantime, be a rainbow for someone else. Bring hope and peace and joy to someone else in the midst of this adversity. I don't know what kind of storms you're going through today, but you're not alone. That's what Jesus is saying. You're not alone. The one who has power to calm the storm is with you, and He'll always be with you. Amen. May God's peace and love be with us now and always. Amen. This time we'll invite our ushers to receive our morning offering. Let's join in singing 860.
I'm so glad.
Please rise. Let us turn to the offertory prayer. The top of page 5, let us pray together. God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. Trusting in the Spirit's power, we pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation. Let's take a moment for silent prayer. O God, you call your church through the waters of baptism. Give courage to those who lead us through word and sacrament, witness, service, and song. Strengthen all the baptized for lives of service in Christ's name. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You nourish the waters of creation. We pray for oceans and rivers, streams and lakes. Especially pray for our lake, Mille Lacs. Grant us wisdom as we care for life-giving waters. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You pilot the nations. Direct all leaders in the daily tasks of listening and speaking. Bring peace to all people and places afflicted by war, violence, disaster, and injustice. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You soothe our fearful hearts. Comfort those who grieve, those who are lost, those who doubt, and those who are sick. We especially remember in our prayers Dean and Linda and Darwin and Carol and Ron and all those others in our lives who need your healing touch. Give faith in the midst of all that troubles your people. Hear us, O God. You protect and guide the human family. Supply wisdom and energy to those who nurture children, especially fathers and mentors. Hear us, O God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the great spirit we had in this place this week through our Vacation Bible Schools program. Thank you for teachers. Thank you for these children. Thank you for all the seeds that were scattered that remind them of your love. We pray for our new members who will join. We remember in our prayers today Jerry Becker as he celebrates his 80th birthday. Thank you for his love and presence in our lives. Thank you for bringing back to us the Kriegers, for all they have meant to this congregation. And Lord, if you could smile upon our families, our children and grandchildren, brothers and sisters, wherever they find themselves, and watch over them and keep them in your care, we'd sure appreciate that. We give thanks for the saints. Make us attentive to your voice in this life, and grant us eternal peace in the life to come. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive these prayers, gracious God, and those prayers known only to you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's join in confessing our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And so we gather this morning, Father's Day, summer solstice this day, around God's holy table. I am amazed at how wise Jesus was. At his last supper with his family, with his disciples, he wanted to give us a sign that would live forever. And so he took a simple thing like bread and he broke it and said, "This is my body, it's given for you. For as often as you eat it, do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, the new promise I make with you, that as often as you drink it, you are forgiven your sins, and you can start over and you can have new beginnings. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's join together in singing the Lord's Prayer. All are invited at the table of our Lord. This morning we will use intinction, so we'll hand you the bread, dip it in the wine or the grape juice. If you happen to put it in your mouth and eat it before, don't take it out and dip it again. I'll give you a new piece of bread, okay? If you are gluten intolerant, please let me know and we will serve you that bread that's appropriate as well. The table is set. Come, eat and drink. Where's our friend Mary? Okay, here, let me serve you. You're going to serve the bread? Please rise. The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and preserve you unto everlasting life. Amen. Let's join in the prayer after communion on page 6. Let us pray. Wise and generous God, we thank you that at this holy table you have fed us again with the food of everlasting life. Send us with your blessing to seek the good of our neighbor and call others to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may Almighty and Merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you now and forever. Go in peace, live in love as Christ has loved us.
Thanks be to God.
Our closing hymn is What a Friend We Have in Jesus.